I am Tony, IANTONI.
Tommy Tesher on behalf of Tesher and Spalina, QA.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Peter Fayman on behalf of the claimant against the estate, Simon Bernstein, Mr. William Stansberry.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. John Pinkowski. I'm joined by Attorney Alan Rose. We represent Ted Bernstein, who is to our right.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Elliot Bernstein, pro se. Thank you.
First matter is motion to discharge and to withdraw, correct?
Petition for resignation and discharge as co-PR, and I represent Mr. Tesher. And I think Robert is here as a co-PR representing himself. And to my knowledge,
can I see a personal copy? Copy of the motion. Okay, so starting with all the interested persons, their standing, is there a reason for that? Okay, hold on to that for a second. It's represented that there may not be any objection to the petition for resignation and discharge. So tell me if that's the case from all interested persons.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. On behalf of Ted Bernstein, the trustee of the Federal Trust. We stipulate that you may accept the resignation of the two co-personal representatives. In their prayer for relief, they asked Your Honor to handle everything else at a later date, and we consent to that. Clearly, we can't have a petition for discharge. We can agree that you can accept their resignations and later appoint another personal representative.
Peter Fayman, Your Honor, on behalf of Mr. Stansberry, interested person. We have no objection to the petition. There is a proposed order that was submitted to us this morning. We have only one objection to the proposed order, and Your Honor is ready to consider that.
Okay.
Judge, William Busto. There's a few motions set for today, and I just want to make a comment about the bigger issue. Is that this law firm represented Simon Bernstein and Terry's will. My understanding is that there are issues of forgery, there have been some criminal cases open as a result of some forgeries that relate to state documents. My understanding is that in discovery, there were two trust amendments to the mother's trust, which there is a question as to whether or not there was forgery or not. We believe that there is and or tortious interference case, my firm was just retained last night, and I have a limited to review these documents, but based on what I've seen and what I've heard, we intend to open an action for under-influence and or tortious interference with the state as it relates to father's will, which was drafted by Tesher and Spalina. My concern, Judge, is that if you let these lawyers out as co-personal representatives, then again, what I've seen is a second notice of hearing on mom's estate, where they're asking to withdraw as the attorneys for Ted, who is the personal representative of that estate. If the judge lets them out, I would ask that there be provisions in the order such that the court retain jurisdiction over them, that they don't walk away discharged, that they are close to Your Honor, to the extent that if it is determined that there was some sort of problem with the drafting of the will, with the administration of the estate, or any other of these issues.
Well, did you see the wherefore clause?
Sorry,
did you see their wherefore clause?
Yes, sir.
It said they wanted me to accept their resignation, revoke their letters, and reserve on all issues related to discharge.
Okay, and if I don't have an objection, then get me out. haven't seen the proposed order.
Okay, I thought, I heard it was circulated, getting it yet?
Did you not have?
I haven't seen it either.
Take a look.
Thank you.
And let the Association of Associations.
I've got so many things in the last few days.
Okay, but did you get a copy of the proposal?
Can I see it? No, I don't think so. I don't recall seeing this. I don't recall ever seeing this.
Okay, so there's no objection from Mr. Glasgow for his client to payment. You said there was Larry objection to the board order?
Yes, Your Honor. There's a report of paragraph 6. Thank you, Your Honor. That's set for first to represent the procurator who is authorized to pay $9. I respectfully suggest to the court that that should be the last up in the direction of the successor personal representative or the curator at the KPMB to make that decision. I don't think that at this time that we need to be in a position to anticipate or go that far.
Okay. Other than that, I have no objection. Okay, Mr. Kankowski?
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay, and how are you working?
Just the objections I raised in the filing on February 14th. Yeah, except the part that he's saying about the amount. And is there bonding or surety or any of that?
There's no bond on the discharge.
We're not discharging him yet, are we?
No bond on the resignation.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
Well, this doesn't say begin the process. This says shall deliver. That's all the property. That's everything. That would be by next Monday. Every single thing in the estate is to be turned over to a successor who I haven't even named yet.
Assuming that you don't name a successor today, then I would like to see that done within 10 business days so you can have this all.
What do you say, Mr. Pankowski?
I think you need more like a couple weeks, 14, 15.
We would like, all right. You would like what?
15.
15. Okay, right. 10, 14, 15. Elliot, what do you want? You want tomorrow, right?
Yesterday.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Folks to argue about what a business day is. It's going to be March 4th. Okay, what's next?
Your Honor, there's a change order, a petition in order to draw a counsel on the summary.
Any objection?
Again, Judge, I'm going to make sure the reservation is.
Yes, Your Honor, along with Mr. Rhodes.
Right, okay, so I mean, they can do this by an order or by stipulation for substitution, either one. So, counsel, tell me the legal basis for what you want to add to this order. Give me the law first, because I'll just allow a stipulation. People are just allowed to only substitute one lawyer for another.
If there were a stipulation for substitution, counsel, in the court were to enter the order, I think.
Give me the legal authority for what you're asking. Give me the statute of the case that says that what you want is appropriate in an order on a motion to withdraw.
I just want to clarify. I don't have a statute of order for
any authoritative basis from any source.
I think the court has jurisdiction and discretion to clarify the order that the attorneys are not moving about.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Yes.
Firm of Tesher and Spolina and Mr. Spolina represent Mr. Tesher and Mr. Spolina as co-personal representatives of the estate. They don't represent Ted Bernstein. I think what the order was intended to say is that Tesher and Spolina and Robert Spolina are authorized to withdraw as the attorneys for the co-personal representatives.
Or for Ted Bernstein in his personal representative capacity?
No, Mr. Bernstein isn't personal representative of the Simon Bernstein estate.
Okay, so what's...
Mr. Spolina individually and Mr. Tesher individually were the co-personal representatives.
I'm sorry, I'm confused here. They say in the motion and order that they represent Ted Bernstein. That's not true in this case?
That's correct. In the estate of Simon Bernstein.
Okay,
Tesher...
So, okay, Who do you represent in the estate of Ted Burns, in the estate of Simon Burns?
We represent ourselves.
Okay, well, that's not what the orders. What did the order say?
Withdrawal of counsel for personal representatives, Laura Tesher and Robert Spino.
All right, so we have a different position now that they said.
No, sorry, I actually thought we were on the order where you're asking to withdraw as attorneys in the.
Sure. No, we're still on Simon's.
So they've asked to be let go as personal representatives, and the second order is discharged as the attorneys for themselves.
Right.
So that's
granted. Mr. Spallina, you're the attorney for yourself in this case, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
For the co-PRs of the estate. Donald Tesher and Robert Spallina.
And you're withdrawing as attorneys for yourselves in your capacity as co-PR?
Yes, Your Honor. Our third motion that we set for today is on Shirley's unseen state to order a motion to draw counsel.
Any objection?
I'm sure I don't. I just want to see you.
Yeah. You say you're attorney for Ted Bernstein. You're a deputy.
That is correct.
So in Shirley's estate, you are the attorney for Ted Burns?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Any objection?
Again, Judge, I would ask for
authoritative. Okay. Do you have authoritative position on that? Okay. That request is denied because if you want to have a request like that, have authority to support it.
Yes,
just asking without authority.
Your Honor, that concludes the three motions.
So I know there are more motions. Do you folks want that to stay around for the next series of motions?
No.
No. Okay.
No, Your Honor, we're not required to stay.
All right, thanks. We'll give you the rich copies to right outside.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Do they resign as trustees, too, as well as PR, or was that in there?
Nothing about any trust.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, Your Honor.
And I have Mr. Pinman's response in opposition. Are there any other things that have been considered?
No, I have an already kind of matter that I just by the morning.
Your ordinance?
Yes, mine.
Okay, sure.
I'm asking permission.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
I found out from Elliot Bernstein this morning that the Ortiz motion is an objection to Mr. Pankowski representing Ted Bernstein in this matter. The basis of the motion, which I'm prepared to call Mr. Elliot Bernstein to the stand, is that Elliot Bernstein consulted with Mr. Pankowski to represent him and had a couple of one-hour telephone conversations concerning the representation of Mr. Pankowski, supplied him documents which were very germane to Mr. Bernstein, Elliot Bernstein's position in this case, which are not in aligned with Mr. Ted Bernstein's. And so I'm prepared to go forward with that evidence.
Okay. All right. So the motion for disqualification of counsel has to be in writing. You may have just learned about it, but that definitely has to be registered already.
It does, Your Honor. However, I don't want to be in a position to have waived anything by allowing the attorney to go forward.
How about this? Not knowing, other than what you just told me, not giving to Mr. Pankowski, I'm going to let you, or whoever thinks it's appropriate, file that motion in writing. But in the meantime, since everybody's here, why don't I at least have a hearing on or see what's going on with the current motions I made before I enter the order until I determine what the merit is of your motion to disqualify.
Yes, sir.
Any objection to that procedure?
No, Your Honor.
So now, on Simon's estate, because I let go the prior PRs, we now have a situation where there is no PR or curator of Simon's estate. Is that true?
Yes, Your Honor.
Everyone agrees with that? Okay, so does everyone agree we need to have someone take their place? That is, Catcher and Toyno?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me just go around the room. Mr. Pankowski, what is your request for relief in that area?
That you appoint Ted Bernstein as curator.
Okay, and Mr. Pinman, what's your position there?
Our position is that we suggest Elliot Bernstein, or in the alternative, an attorney that I've suggested to counsel is Brian O'Connell from the law firm of Casey Sicklin, or I guess it's Sicklin Lucas now, a board certified probate wills and trust attorney. For over 20 years.
I know Mr. O'Connell.
Okay. Until we can get this straightened out.
What do you say?
Judge, I would like to see an independent curator appointed. We believe that both Ted and Elliot are going to be faculty students with regard to the issue that went forward in this case. The attorneys were common to Ted and the deceased Simon with regard to a will that was drafted subsequent to the original will.
So when you say an independent curator, you mean someone other than the person suggested by Mr. Pinman?
Neither Ted nor Elliot, but an independent. Mm-hmm. He's going to come back with this, and I believe there's a conflict.
All right. So how do you, this is a pick a name out of the hat type situation?
I'm sorry?
When you say an independent, how is that independent person going to be derived?
Well, I would suggest the court would appoint somebody.
No, I don't do that anymore, because last time I did that, and that curator or PR or trustee actually was sought fees, the issue came up, well, I may be more favorable to that person because I appointed them. So I don't have any active involvement in the selection any longer of the person in that position.
Then I would ask the court to direct all counsel to agree.
Okay. All right. Okay. So.
Can I make one more point, Judge?
Go ahead.
I want to make sure the court says I just came into this case, so I know you know more than I do, or at least I believe you know the case. The original estate plan was the five children, three were going to receive. The will.
You want to just tell me something ahead of what everyone else wants to tell me now? This to be your opening statement.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Because I'm ready to go in and hear the position. So I'm going to let everyone be heard. Okay, so Mr. Pankowski, you want Ted. Mr.
Thaman wants an independent, but he says Brian O'Connell. Mr. Glasgow says independent, who we kind of pick by consensus of the moving parties or some other neutral method. Is this a case that, why shouldn't that position be the one that I take on this as opposed to having an interested person such as Ted Hall?
Your Honor, Mr. Bernstein is uniquely qualified to serve and is willing to serve without compensation. He also has personal knowledge about litigation in which the state is involved in. He also has personal knowledge about the assets and liabilities of the deceased, his father.
Okay, so let me help. Did Simon die testate or intestate?
He died with a will testate.
And who were the designated PRs?
The designated PRs were Mr. Tesher and Mr. Stolina, who have now resigned.
Okay, and no one else?
Correct. No successor was named in the will.
Okay, is there a preference of appointment that someone has at this stage?
Nobody has a majority in interest of the Rev Trust beneficiaries.
Everyone agree with that? No preference. Okay. All right. So it's Ted against the world. Okay. So I got it. But you want Ted or you want Elliot or who, Mr. Thaman?
Elliot or an independent.
Or independent.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
And Elliot, who do you want?
I'm happy with Peters. I'm happy with the independent. I'd like to be a co-personal representative, and I'll, you know, bow out of any conflict situation that I would see and feel obligated to.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Mr. Mikowski, you're up on the motion.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Ted Bernstein, my client, is not a beneficiary in he also is trustee of his father's revocable trust. And I'm prepared to call Ted to ask him questions.
Okay.
So if you can go sit over there.
If it please the court, I'm prepared to open a statement if you would allow it.
Okay. All right.
It's fairly brief.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Thank you,
sure.
I represent Mr. Stansberry, and I want to just set a little predicate as to who Mr. Stansberry is. He's a creditor of the estate because he's a plaintiff, and that the estate is one of the defendants. However, Your Honor, Mr. Stansberry is a lot more than that as it relates to Ted Bernstein, because before the passing of Simon Bernstein, which brings us here today, Mr. Stansberry brought suit against Simon Bernstein, but also his son, Ted Bernstein, both in their individual capacities and various corporations that they controlled. During the time that Mr. Stansberry, who's in the courtroom today, did business with the Bernsteins through life insurance companies. Now, the claims in the underlying estate are for breach of fiduciary duty against both father and son, breach of contract, fraud in the inducement, and while it may seem on the surface that as co-defendants their interests are aligned, it's not, because it's a multi-count complaint, Your Honor, and one of the iterations of the complaint is attached to our submission. We have a second complaint. The second complaint, Your Honor, which is more relevant, the Second Amendment complaint.
And these are circuit civil actions, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. They're in Judge Peter Block's division. And the Second Amendment complaint, which is actually the operative document, I apologize, Your Honor, the amended complaint was attached. May I approach?
Sure.
Mark, as Stansberry's Exhibit B, Your Honor. I'd like to draw your attention first to count four of the Second Amendment complaint, because count four is a count against Mr. Ted Bernstein, but it's not against Simon Bernstein. And there are other claims throughout this complaint which show that while they're co-defendants, as discovery progresses, Your Honor, it can easily come to pass that there could be cross-claims between the co-defendants for indemnification or contribution, depending on the degree of negligence that a jury may assign at some point. So we would ask that because of that, Your Honor, there's a clear conflict of interest that arises, because Mr. Ted Bernstein, should he become appointed as the either curator or successor personal representative as an individual defendant and managing the affairs of the estate, there could easily be overlap. The estate could be used to pay his individual attorney's fees, and it creates, I think, a whole host of conflicts that the children certainly
it seems to me, would be very wary of children of the other sibling of the of Mr. Simon Bernstein and the grandchildren. Now, in addition to that, Your Honor, there are emails which are attached to our response, and we would intend to offer those in exhibit today. The email shows a concerted effort by Ted Bernstein to keep assets that might otherwise be payable to the estate to go directly to the children of Simon Bernstein, specifically for the purpose of avoiding Mr. Stansberry as a creditor. And as Your Honor knows, one of the jobs of the personal representative is to watch out for all of the interested parties in the estate, which would include Mr. Stansberry as a creditor. And the emails show that Mr. Stansberry is even mentioned by name. They filed a lawsuit up in Chicago in order to have the insurance company Heritage direct the proceeds of the life insurance policy on Simon Bernstein's life directly to the kids rather to the estate. Right there, that sets up a terrible conflict of interest based on his past conduct.
Who's the beneficiary of the life insurance?
Well, that's what's in dispute, Your Honor, because they claim that there is an insurance trust that set up the children as the beneficiaries. However, the insurance trust is lost, and nobody can find it. So the Heritage said, in the absence of a designated beneficiary, as you know, it should go to the estate. So there's an in-pleader action going on up in the Northern District of Illinois, and that is in direct response of Ted Bernstein trying to direct those, and by the way, it's an insubstantial sum, Your Honor. It's $1.7 million. My client's claims against the estate are that and more. So this is very significant that Mr. Bernstein would try to redirect that, which certainly he has the, if he thinks he has the right to do, Your Honor. I don't blame Mr. Bernstein in his individual capacity to try to keep money out of the estate if he's a beneficiary of the estate. But once he crosses that line as the personal representative,
I'm going out of opening statement to closing argument.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll move on. And then further, Your Honor, the law is such that Ted Bernstein has made misrepresentations to this court and others in the past in connection with the Shirley Bernstein estate, in connection with the in this estate, and other governmental authorities, evidence we would put on, which would show that Ted Bernstein is outside of the conflict of interest, is not otherwise qualified based on his basic character in how he has conducted himself in the past, which, as Your Honor knows, since there's no preference, Your Honor is allowed to take in the totality of the situation as to whether Mr. Bernstein should be appointed as a personal representative.
I got appropriate statement purposes. I understand. I already present some evidence.
Thank you.
Do you have an opening, counsel, that you want to give? Okay. All right. So let me ask this, though. Mr. Kankowski, the Mr. Feynman suggested through an oral motion, which I'm not going to act on, that there may be grounds to disqualify you from representing Ted Bernstein, and sort of discussed it a little bit in open court. I already said he's required by the rule to put it in writing. He suggested that there may have been some prior representation of Elliot Bernstein. I want to do something right now that I think is appropriate. I'm going to recess for a few minutes, and I want you to talk to Mr. Feynman outside so there's no record of this discussion, because I want, if a motion is filed, I want it to be in writing. But I think what I want you to do, Mr. Feynman, is tell him as much as you know about the situation, and then you having heard it, let me know whether you still think it's appropriate to go forward with representing the state, or that there's a bona fide reason that under the conflict of interest rules you can.
Understood.
So, go ahead.
I'm not the guy. I should speak up for me, right? Lisa Friedstein?
Yes, he introduced it. He's saying Friedman. Does that matter?
Oh.
Should you tell him?
Yeah. Where's that other guy?
Okay.
Just the last time. Division.
I just don't know if you're ready for us yet, or we're just, as soon as the judge is ready, we're ready, we'll be fine.
You said you're ready when you tell me you're ready.
Oh, okay, then you wait. Good. Thank you. Okay, great, thanks. Thank you.
Absolutely. I know. Don't think about that. That's a shame.
I stopped breathing a long time ago.
Okay, so So, I mean, this would, what I'm saying now would make everyone want to be able to do this. You can literally get it done immediately by a platform.
I can file it by 5 o'clock tomorrow, Your Honor. I can't get it done. I've got a hearing on Thursday and another court I have to prepare for. I have a meeting with a client in Del Rey later today.
know it's going to be inconvenient, Mr. Keenan, but it really would be helpful. And I understand it may be an abbreviated way of doing it. Maybe your system can help you. Is there any way we can get it done by the end of the day or first thing in the morning? I mean, I don't think everyone's here. That way I can do it for them.
Okay.
Because I mean, I just don't have time now that I know that.
Try to get it done by noon.
Okay, how about that?
That's fine, Your Honor.
All right.
What time would you like us here?
Hold on, let me just go back.
Thank you. No. Well, part of it is, but there was an admission to authorities by Mr. Tesher of alleged, if you believe anything they say anymore, but that came out that there was another document on top of the forged one that also tried to switch beneficiaries, which, by the way, Your Honor, Ted's centrally involved in picking all these attorneys who are bleeding these.
Well, that's what Warren was hearing.
Oh, okay. No. So, I mean, this part isn't too complicated. The issues are Ed, Elliot, or a curator of who populated those two.
Yes, Your Honor.
So, I mean, we get that done tomorrow for them. Okay, thanks. See you then.
Thank you. crap.
That you had to make an evidentiary hearing, I told you. It could be up to the state. It means that this guy's got principles out of drawing trust.
Have a good night.